When you realize that carbon-based life forms, i.e. humans, have been taught to believe that carbon is bad, that carbon is a pollutant, and that they have to have a war on carbon, then you realize the power of not just propaganda, but the power of demanding that everyone believe false authority rather than believe their own eyes. And this is fifth generation warfare. It's an info war, as it's been called for quite some time. And the primary purpose of this info war is to convince gullible, weak-minded people that the things that they see and experience for themselves are not true. So everybody can see, for example, that there are only two genders. There are men and there are women. And that's it. But the purpose of the propaganda is to try to convince you that, no, that's not true. There could be a zillion genders, all these in-betweens, and a man can become a woman, which is, of course, utterly ridiculous and absurd, and it's a kind of mental illness to even believe that. But that's the purpose of propaganda, and making you believe in false obedience to false narratives. Or let's take another practical example. Food prices are sky high. Food prices have just gone to the moon since, what, 2019? And yet you are told by the brainwashing media that there's no inflation whatsoever, even though you can see it every time you buy food. You know there's inflation. You're spending extra dollars because of inflation, yet you're told that there's no inflation whatsoever. And then think about all the people who are dying suddenly. Heart attacks, myocarditis, strokes, accelerated cancers. And you're told that, oh, well, maybe people are dying, but it's not from the vaccine. Couldn't possibly be from the vaccine, they tell you. And even when newscasters, and they may admit that they've been really sick, but they would say, no, it's just the flu. It's just the flu. It's not COVID because I got vaccinated. Therefore, it couldn't possibly be COVID because vaccines prevent COVID infections, which they don't. It's all a lie. And if you're wondering sort of where does this mind control experiment ever end? You know, at what point are the gullible masses saying, that's crazy. There's no way that that's true. The answer is there's no limit to this. They've got people right now believing that eating eggs and hamburgers are bad for you, but eating mealworms and crickets are good for you and good for the planet. They've got people literally thinking that if they eat bugs, they can change the weather. Yeah, it's a climate cult thing. You know, eat more bugs and you can change the weather. I mean, it's absurd. It's sheer stupidity. Yet, how many people believe it? Because that's what's being pushed by the false authorities. It's what's being pushed by celebrities. It's the insanity that's being pushed everywhere. And there are so many examples of this, but you get the idea. The oblivious masses could look at the sky and see a blue sky, and if the media told them, no, that sky's not blue, you know, it's orange or whatever, people would start to say, well, it must be orange. It's got to be orange, and they would all agree, the sky is orange, just like saying, you know, women can have a penis. The sky is orange. Anything is possible for the gullible and the weak-minded to believe. And that's what the globalists have really mastered. They've mastered the art of social engineering, which is a mind effing, we'll say, to leave out the profanity. They are mind effers, and they mind eff humanity. And only the weak go along with it. Just like Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original Star Wars, right? These are not the droids you're looking for. And he says the Force can be powerful among the weak-minded, basically. And that's exactly true. Propaganda can be powerful among the weak-minded. And that's why you have society today training people to be mentally weak. The entire point of public education is to diseducate people, to make sure that no one knows anything other than what they're told from, quote, authoritative sources. This is also the entire point of media, mass media. It's not to inform you about anything. It's not to keep you up to date on anything. It is to have disinformation injected into your consciousness so that the things you believe are all false. And that's where most people live, is in an entirely fabricated false reality. Nothing they believe is true. And the truths that are self-evident are completely disbelieved by these people. For example, Building 7. You know, Building 7 on 9/11 was brought down by controlled demolition. Doesn't take a genius to figure this out. Look at the way it fell, the fact that it wasn't even hit by an airplane, the fact that concrete and steel structures don't just spontaneously collapse in perfect symmetry just because there's a fire in a couple of the offices. It's absurd. But again, the average person, the oblivious person, has to resort to authority. Like, tell me what to think, you know? Like, I can't think for myself. Tell me what to think. Anything controversial, they can't think for themselves. And the globalists have decided to eliminate these people, by the way, which is kind of interesting. They've decided to eliminate them by telling them there's a vaccine that will save their lives when it's actually an infertility and depopulation extermination weapon. And the gullible masses who are stupid enough to believe false authority, they lined up and they took this jab, and some of them are still taking it. Incredibly gullible. And by the way, some of them who took it are, of course, no longer taking it. It just took them a little longer to kind of get red-pilled and to say, wait a second, this seems stupid. You know, a lot of people who took the first two jabs, they're still getting sick from COVID. Like, well, what's the point? You know? So some people knew it right away and didn't take any of the jabs. Probably most of you listening are in that category, and myself, of course. But then some people took one or two jabs and then got wise to the situation. Like, wait a second. Other people, the super gullible who will be exterminated by this system, they are still taking jabs. And those are the same people who believe anything that these false authority sources tell them, anything. Like, oh, Joe Biden won the election fair and square. Oh, record jobs gains under Biden. Don't worry about all those millions of layoffs and job losses and job cuts. No. Record employment. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's no inflation. Yeah. And transgenderism, mutilations of children, it's all good, you know, stuff like that. These people are known as useless eaters by the globalists, and so they are considered to be useless, oblivious, brainwashable, programmable masses. They're even called programmable life forms, PLFs, or some people call them NPCs, non-player characters, NPCs, which is from the old Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game. NPCs are characters in the game that were not inhabited by an actual human, and they were just played by the dungeon master who kind of gave them things to do. So that's the way a lot of people in society operate right now, as NPCs. They are simply told what to do, what to say, what to think. And I even heard a person the other day, someone who's taken all the vaccines and voted for Biden and believes all the authority, watches CNN, listens to NPR. And I heard them say the other day that they've just come to realize that the world really is overpopulated. Yeah, I wonder where they got that idea. It was given to them. It was scripted, handed to them by, you know, NPR or CNN or somebody like that. Suddenly, they're all on board with depopulation, even though they're so stupid, they don't realize they are the ones being depopulated. You know, on one hand, they're like, oh, too many people in the world. On the other hand, like, where can we get more boosters? You know, the answer to that is, yeah, there are too many of oblivious people in the world, maybe, but I see that you're already solving that problem starting with yourself, you know. That's the correct answer to these people. They're just insane and beyond ignorant. I mean, they're, let's just call it what it is, functionally cognitively retarded. Cognitively retarded. Anybody who believes the, quote, authority of the media or the White House, they are cognitively retarded. In the actual, you know, clinical definition of the term. In other words, their ability to cognitively grasp the world around them has been retarded to the point where they can no longer function as an aware, informed, conscious human being that makes their own decisions and has their own thoughts. Instead, their thoughts are handed to them by someone else, i.e. false authority figures. And that's the whole point of WHO censorship, to control, quote, disinformation, so that the script, the official script, i.e. take more vaccines and remove yourself from the human gene pool, that script is what gets pushed out to everyone, so that no one can interfere with that by saying, hey, wait a minute, the vaccinated are dying. You're never going to be allowed to say that. So keep this in mind, folks. You live in a world where you're surrounded by NPCs. You're surrounded by oblivious drones. And that's why, if you don't understand, if you think that they are conscious, aware, awake, alive, intelligent human beings, it can be very frustrated to try to interact with them. So just realize that they are NPCs, and it makes it so much easier. They're not fully human, because to be human is to be conscious. And they're not conscious. They're programmable life forms. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also the founder of Brighteon.com.